Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
It is exactly 8:07, which means we are 1 minute late here in the studio as far as kicking things off. But BizTalk Radio time will be exactly 8:06. Good morning. We are back. It is the fellas, the guys, your garden buddies. I'm Brian Main. Whoops, there it goes. I got to remember to turn that off every week, my little laptop. As I was saying, we are ready to go. I'm Brian Main. That's Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. See, the trick is, Tiger, never let him see you sweat and don't miss a beat.
Oh, is that the trick?
At least that's what I'm going to tell you right now.
The trick isn't to turn off your computer audio or phone audio when you enter the studio?
Well, here's the weird thing. I can turn it off right now and then forget about it, and then it turns itself back on again. I never go back and turn it on again because I have no reason to listen to it during the week. So
it's just magic?
It just happens. So yeah. I wouldn't say we're off to a rough start, but there was a bump in the road there to begin with.
Nothing too bad.
So again, here we are. John, do you have our show up and running on Facebook?
Yeah, I do. It's compelling radio so far.
We are good to go. A lot of people tuned in already. It is very compelling. A lot of people saying good morning. Good morning to everybody. From the edge of the fog, says Kathy. Good morning.
Oh, from the edge of the fog? It must be foggy.
Edge of the fog.
She's up in Neyland.
So I'm really surprised because, John, up in Fallbrook, you said it never got hotter than 75 this week.
Right.
That's amazing to me.
Why?
Because, well, I mean,
it got a
down,
lot
here,
down here.
Well, down here really? In San Diego, I think it got 75.
75, maybe 78.
So for you, who usually would be 5 to 10 degrees more than down here, especially this time of year, it's shocking to me that you didn't get super hot.
Well, we have the May gray
right.
effects inland area.
And it comes all the way in there.
Gloom.
Right.
Yeah. May gray, June gloom. July?
Well, but the thing
hot.
With May gray,
that's what it is.
May gray is it doesn't burn off till what? Maybe 1 o'clock.
Right.
So it doesn't have a chance to heat up.
And if you're near the beach, sometimes it doesn't burn off at all.
Yeah. The worst, I used to lifeguard and I used to feel so bad for people because
lifeguarding in a kiddie pool doesn't count.
This was on the beach, and it used to be foggy all morning, and then right around like noon, it would start to clear up. You see it break away, and then at 1 o'clock, you see it
right
come
back
right back in.
Yep.
Oh, I feel so bad for people at the beach in that time.
Anyway, we are back. I hope you had a good week. And those watching and those listening on BizTalk Radio, how about your week, Tiger?
Excellent week. Busy. This is the time of year that's very busy for us. And but a lot of great stuff happening and thinking garden centers across the country. And, you know, a lot of fun things happening in terms of plants and growing and, you know, people interested in gardening. So it's fun. It's fun to be a part of.
John, you're just fun to be a part of anything, aren't you? Or happy, I should say, happy to be a part of anything, which is fun.
Yeah, I told you the problem I have this week that I made the mistake of, because I'm not here next week. I'm going to be in Kentucky for a wedding.
Wherever you go, there you are.
Right. So I forgot that I had ordered over 70 miniature roses from the K&M nursery that we were talking about last week. He's shipping on Monday, and I'm leaving on Friday, and I don't know if I'm going to leave before the roses get there.
So they're going to sit there?
If they do, they'll be dead when I come back.
You okay, Tiger?
Just playing with things.
Got that look on your face. I've seen that look before. Well, John, and nobody there to pick them up for you. Nobody, I mean, nobody's going to pinch it for you?
Well, if you're offering.
Well, no, I'm just wondering, because I'm going to be here working all day Friday, but you've got to have a
don't you have any vacation days coming up?
I just took it Friday, this last Friday. Huh. Oh, I got a lot of vacation days, trust me. More than I'll ever be able to use.
You know, because this year, you know, with building the house and everything and taking a while to cut back the roses, right now they're just exploding into a mass of color. I mean, there's literally thousands of blooms on my roses right now. Actually, if I had one bloom per plant, that would be 1,200 blooms. But, you know, I would say, without exaggerating, there's probably close to 10,000 blooms out there. Looks awesome.
That's spectacular. And
it is spectacular.
The cool thing is all different colors because, you know, when I just recently drove by a landscape we redid in North Park.
To check on the work to see if it's still holding up?
Actually, no, my kids go right to school right around the corner and I happen to turn and I'm like, look at that house. And I looked at it, and it's just iceberg roses. But
hey, that's my work.
But it's full, like the right. most spectacular fullness of white roses I've seen. And I'm like, we planted that house. Like, I remember doing that job, and it was probably like 5 years ago. And
wow,
they were in full bloom. But I mean, that was just white blooms, and it was dramatic. I can only imagine all these multicolor shades of reds and orange and pinks.
Different
and,
size flowers.
Yeah, that's yeah. pretty neat.
I just won a $5 bet on an iceberg rose.
You won yep. a bet?
Yep, what with was my
the,
son.
What was the bet?
Well, he had this planted iceberg roses in front of his house, and he had this shoot coming up, and he said, you know, that's rootstock. I got to pull that off. And I go, that's not rootstock. That's, you know, from your iceberg rose. And he goes, no. He says, you can tell just by looking.
And I, go, I love how he's questioning you.
Right? I go, yes, I can tell just by looking. It isn't from the iceberg rose. And he says, well, is it own root? Because it's coming from below. I said, probably. They do a lot that way. So he goes, all right, we'll see. If that blooms and you win, I'll give you $5. Otherwise, you give me $5. I said, fine. So I went there yesterday. It's blooming. It's iceberg. I think that his icebergs were all the same size, and he didn't realize they get taller, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. This one was shooting up.
Yeah, it was shooting up, getting taller.
So, John, do you have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I think I've heard that commercial by you before.
1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah. No, I don't. That's the only bet I've won recently, so I don't think it's a problem yet.
Well, it's, yeah, that's how it starts. That means you're no. That means you're losing all the yeah. other ones, which there's the problem. Winning is not the problem in gambling.
You know, one way to win is to plant New Zealand spinach for the summer. Get the seeds in now.
You hear that segue he just did there?
Yeah. Have you ever? There's an article on growing New Zealand spinach in the newsletter. Have you ever grown New Zealand spinach? It's really good. And the nice thing about it is that, well, there's several nice things. One is that it's not affected by the heat. You can't grow regular spinach in the summer, right? Because it's too hot.
Too hot.
But New Zealand spinach grows right through. And if it doesn't get too cold in the winter, it's a perennial. So you won't have to plant it year after year. As a matter of fact, I saw a landscape where someone used it as a ground cover. How about that?
You're gonna
well, interesting.
You're gonna hopefully come over to my house on Monday
mm-hmm. and eat your ground cover.
Yeah, but he can. There is a cosmic kale. I mean, I've only been in this house for I think 3 years. Uh-huh. There's been a cosmic kale in there for 3 years. I think you gave it to me when right. I first moved in. You're gonna see this cosmic kale still there. Same plant, same thing. So talk about edible perennial plants. It's really cool bush now.
I'm not going to make a $5 bet on this, but my guess is you've never eaten it.
I think I've taken a bite or so,
right.
But it's definitely a good garnish.
Hey, how do you keep rabbits and other little pests out of your yard?
I you don't right now. Well, ever since we got our dog, it hasn't been such a big deal, but that cosmic kale is an area of the yard where it's not protected, and rabbits never ate it in the beginning.
That's why that thought came to mind. Like, how is it still there?
And Peggy Martin Rose is on a fence line bordering our canyon, and the rabbits don't eat that either.
There's no deer there either, though.
No, we don't have deer.
If we had deer, that would be a different story.
Found a rattlesnake the other day, though.
In your yard?
Yes.
Little one?
Little one.
More dangerous than the big one.
I hear that, yeah. So I captured it and released it in the canyon. Scariest thing I ever did.
Yeah, how'd you catch it?
In a bucket with a stick. Yeah, I just kind of.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get a nature show based on that.
Well, I was really lucky because you know when rattlesnakes don't move because they're either cold. I think it's when they're cold.
Yeah,
they don't move, and it was really just lethargic. It pretty much let me do whatever I wanted to do to it because it wasn't doing anything to try to defend itself.
You know why the babies are dangerous?
Because they don't know to stop biting.
They give you all the venom. Yeah. You know, the older snakes are smart enough to give you just enough, but they just give it all.
Yeah.
So the whole time he didn't move or didn't...
Yeah, it just kind of was like, okay, I guess I'm going in this bucket. Okay. And then I dumped him out and he's just like, I guess I got to move out of this way here.
Hey, why don't we get John's quote of the week, and then we're about a minute away from our first break, and then quickly talking, we can do a tease on today's guest.
All right.
You know, we didn't quite finish talking about New Zealand spinach, but this the quote kind of goes along with the article on New Zealand spinach, and it's from Clarence Darrow.
Oh.
He said,
love him.
I don't like spinach, and I'm glad I don't, because if I liked it, I'd eat it, and I just hate it.
Well, that certainly was not a quote from Popeye. We know that.
Yeah, right.
Today's guest.
That's why he lost the monkey trial with that kind of thinking.
Could be.
We're going to be talking with Scott Bergquist from Green Thumb San Marcos, and we're going to be talking about cactus and succulents in the landscape. So not just potted ones, actually in the landscape.
Cactus, succulents in the landscape. People just went, what? What did he say? You got their attention, Tiger, both on Facebook and Biz Talk Radio.
By the way, Carolyn says if you go to the beach, bring a sweatshirt.
Yes.
One of those days so far. So we're going to take our first break from segment one to segment two. A little bit longer break on BizTalk Radio, Facebook Live. We're going to be back quicker, I should say. But before we come back, I've got to pick up the phone and call this guy, right?
Yes.
Get to work.
We'll do it.
We're back after this on Garden America.